from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Anything could happen, such as last year when USF battled Alabama at home, and they'll get a chance to play him this year along with the University of Miami. And they are embarking on a second season under Coach Golish, and this week they will be playing their home opener against Bethune-Cookman. Somebody's right on top of that, Joey Knight from the Tampa Bay Times. Joey, thanks so much for taking the time. A lot of optimism for this year, and especially the way they played last year and ended in a bowl win. You got to be excited for them, and I know they have a lot of talent and great coaching.
Yeah, for good reason. There's a lot of optimism around the USF community and around the city of Tampa. USF, you know, we saw how strongly they finished against a woefully undermanned Syracuse team in the Boca Raton Bowl last year, but nevertheless, they shut them out 45-0, I believe, was that final score. And
yeah,
7-6, just kind of a surreal turnaround in first year of the Golish, Alex Golish era. They had won 4 total games the previous 3 years combined under Jeff Scott, and Golish came in and established his process, which we can talk about a little later, but the kids bought into it, embraced it, finished 7-6, had a few deficiencies, but a few strengths too, and 19 starters are back from that team, Larry, including Byron Brown, their outstanding quarterback. So there is reason for optimism.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up Byron Brown, who's the perfect guy to run that offense. You know, I mean, Coach Golish, being an offensive mind, certainly has been the architect between this, and having some talent like Weston Wolf, who was, transferred in from Maryland, who was at the Venice High School, had an opportunity to see him, and some really, really good talent on the team. As far as the offensive line, they built that back up. You have a lot of talent up front, and it looks like they'll score some points. Talk about that offense, because I think, you know, with the addition of some of those offensive linemen, you know, that is a senior-oriented offensive line now.
Yeah, they the catalyst, obviously, is Byron Brown, the quarterback, entering second full year as a starter, and he has really beefed up, Larry. He said he was about 209 last year, and he got knocked around pretty well. He didn't have the best protection in the world. He says he's up to about 229 now, and he looks like he carries it very well. You look at him, he's just a big, brawnier kid, but he doesn't look like he has an ounce of fat on his body. He can run. He can move. He and Jalen Daniels kind of set a standard last year for passing yards and rushing yards. You know, Byron threw for 3,300 yards, and he ran for 800. I think he and Jalen Daniels were the only two in the country last year in terms of quarterbacks to reach those benchmarks. So it all starts with him. But Golish has really built up the ranks around Byron. I mean, he talks about last season how they just were struggling to get a full team in for training camp just to have enough bodies. And this, you know, in the off season they worked like banshees. You know how hard Alex Golish works. He sure. really tapped into the portal, replenished his receiving ranks, got a really good kid from Purdue, recruited some outstanding high school players, beefed up tight end, beefed up the offensive line. They were already solid in the backfield. And all those guys are back. I mentioned tight end. They got a kid from IMG, a four-star kid named Jonathan Echols, who a lot of people wanted. And Golish raves about him, about his football IQ, and about his athleticism and the things he can do. So they have replenished the ranks. In addition to having 19 starters back, they've brought in a lot of guys who are competing with those 19 returning starters for first-team jobs. So, you know, if the defense can show some market improvement and struggled mightily in some games last year, if the defense can show some market improvement in these early weeks against Bethune, at Alabama, against Miami, I think this would be a bona fide American Athletic Conference title contender.
Yeah, no doubt. Joey Knight joins us, Tampa Bay Times, covers the University of South Florida. And you brought up a good point, because this is a guy, you know, and I was at USF for 4 days this past summer, you know, going to two of their camps, two of their seven-on-sevens. And the one thing that Coach Golish, whenever you talked about Alabama or you talked about Miami or some of those games that, you know, pretty much the nation doesn't give him much of a chance, he kind of didn't want to talk about that. He wanted to talk about how his team battled a powerhouse like Alabama and has the ability to do it again. And I think you mentioned a great point. Even though it was an undermanned Syracuse team in the Boca Bowl, they took them to the woodshed, and they did it often. There was a lot of alumni there, which really helped. You know, USF, because this is a program that's about to turn the corner. You know, over the next couple of years, you know, they could get a shot to go be a Power Four team, whether it be in the ACC or wherever, or the Big 12 or UCF went. They have built just an amazing indoor facility, and they're on the cusp of breaking ground to have a on-campus stadium. So things, when you take a look at that, I mean, there's a lot to be, you know, excited about, and especially – being in Tampa, and, you know, I had this conversation, Joe, with a friend yesterday. I said, think about UCF and USF. They're both very large schools, and they're both east of their cities. So they're in a big city environment, but at the same time, you know, when you live in the apartments off campus, you could be just, you know, anywhere. You could be in a smaller town. You're not that, don't have that hustle bustle. And I think that's a drawing card, because a lot of kids don't want to go to a school that's downtown but this gives them an opportunity. And I think that's a selling point. And, you know, this summer when they had those camps and they had those mega camps and they drew some of the Power Four schools in there, like Indiana and Wisconsin and Miami, it gave those kids an opportunity to not only see the campus, but to see what kind of status this program has now.
Oh, no question. And you raise a really good point about where the schools are located. We all know, UCF, kind of on the fringe of Oviedo, is its own little community right there with a lot of stuff around it, but it's clearly a significant distance from the hustle and bustle of downtown Orlando. Tampa's the exact same thing. USF is located in the Temple Terrace community. It's its own little community, but there's plenty of stuff around there for college kids to do in terms of restaurants and nightclubs and things like that, concert venues, but it's separated from downtown Tampa proper. That's a great point. Yep. I think another key in all of this, Larry, is the way these kids have embraced Alex Golish's process. And when we talk about process, it's the way you go about your business in everything, and I mean everything. Practice, film study, your attention in class, how you dress, how you rehydrate yourself, how you nourish yourself, your sleep patterns. Golish is a micromanager. Not necessarily anything wrong with that, but his process is all-encompassing, and for whatever reason, he got those kids to embrace it immediately. And, you know, case in point, 19 starters are back. He didn't lose very many people at all to the portal. So they bought into his process. They brought into his vision. and they see this program taking a next step. And I really think, again, if the defense can show marked improvement, I think it could take a quantum step. I think it has a chance to win this league.
Yep, no doubt. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, being around him and just the type of guy he is, and whenever we ask him to be on the show, I mean, we don't have to ask more than once, believe me. And he likes that. He understands what the South Florida market brings him, you know, as far as talent, and certainly tapped into it this year. And remember, when he was at Tennessee and some of the other stops, he spent time down here, so he kind of knows, you know, what the entire state is, and it's a comfortable thing. Joey, let everybody know how they can follow you, especially leading into this opening game, you know, on the website, obviously, and also your social media.
Yeah, we're at TampaBay.com. That's the Tampa Bay Times website. Very simple. I can be reached on Twitter at TBTimes_Bull.
Nice. Joey, I can't thank you enough. You know, we'll hook. We're going to tap into your knowledge quite a few times during the season. And I thank you for kind of setting the table for the opener.
My pleasure as always, buddy. Take care.
Good stuff. Joey Knight, Tampa Bay Times covering the University of South Florida, does a tremendous job. And as he said, there's a lot of optimism on that program. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels. Oops, let me turn that off. Oops. Okay, sorry. Athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes, recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close things out. St. Thomas Aquinas senior quarterback Andrew Indorf is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.